The United Kingdom Economist Intelligence Unit, EIU, says the NDC is likely to suffer from internal party rivalries in election 2012, but the party stands to benefit greatly from the favorable economic picture of high growth and relatively low inflation to set the outcome of election 2012 just as that of 2008. The EIU also indicated that President Mills is set to retain power. This was contained in the October country report obtained by the GNA in Accra. The EIU report revealed that President Mills and the NDC would find it difficult to balance their attention between trying to heal intra-party divisions and moving the country's development program forward. Here's a news desk report.
According to the report, the squabbles within the NDC already in the public domain and the mudslinging between the rival camps of President Mills and former President Jerry John Rawlings' family would play into the hands of the opposition New Patriotic Party. The report indicated that the Rawlings' family is politically powerful with strong support at the grassroots level, which the NDC would hinge on in elections 2012, but it is unclear how actively they would campaign for the president. It's noted that in spite of the challenges, the power of incumbency would give some advantage to the NDC in next year's presidential and parliamentary elections, especially in terms of spending the early oil windfall. The report also noted that the developments within the NDC in the Volta region, especially the clash with police during demonstrations against the regional minister Joseph Amenewude and the municipal chief executive of Ho, Isaac Kutubisa, was dangerous for the party. The EIU said, judging from the fact that traditionally the Volta region had been a stronghold of the NDC, the hostility of local NDC members to a leadership backed by the party did not augur well for the future. The incident may have been localized by the NDC's inability to address the disquiet before it escalated to become a public street protest, indicates that there is sufficient disunity within the party to have an impact on its performance in election 2012. It said, if local members feel that the NDC leadership and the president are not appointing or backing officials in their districts whom they can't support, then the party could see its vote suffer. The report noted that President Mills won the 2008 presidential election by 40,000 votes, and so disaffected party members could prove important in the outcome of the 2012 election. The leadership of the NDC is clearly backing President Mills, but with such a slim margin of victory in 2008, the failure of Rawlings' supporters to vote for him in 2012 could significantly jeopardize his chances of re-election. The EIU predicted that unity between President Mills and former President Rawlings looks unlikely in the near future. According to the EIU, there is still hope for the NDC, with the Rawlings is expected to remain within the party structure. There is still time for internal differences to be patched up in order to get all of his members united behind President Mills before elections 2012.
A report on the United Kingdom Economies Intelligence Unit.